What's next? I'll tell you what's next. A plane crashed in New York City. You wanna know how I know? That's all they've been talking about for the last 12 hours. Every time you turn on the freaking news, they're interviewing the guy who put soda on the plane before it took off. They're talking to people who were in the airport 2 days before the freaking plane took off. They're talking to a guy on the phone. They're asking him, hey, who is this? Joe? Joe, yeah. What, were you a passenger? No, no, I just heard about it. Where were you when you heard about the plane crashing, Joe? I was in my living room. What did you hear? I heard a plane crash. Fascinating. Fascinating stuff. Could you hold on a minute, Joe? Because we got breaking news on the investigation. The investigation? Are you kidding me? There is no investigation. Let me break this story down to you in 30 freaking seconds. A plane took off from LaGuardia Airport. While it was in the air, geese flew into the engine, stalling the plane. The pilot landed the plane safely in the Hudson River. Nobody was freaking hurt. End of story. We don't need 12, 24, 48 hours of freaking coverage on this. What about the news? What other news happened that day? What happened that? If the plane didn't crash, we would have heard an hour's worth of news. What? All of a sudden, nothing happened in the world because a plane crashed in New York City? Can you imagine this happened on Inauguration Day? Can you imagine a plane crash the day Barack Obama was getting anointed supreme ruler of the freaking world? You think you would have heard about a plane crashing in the Hudson River? Of course not. You wouldn't have heard one freaking word. I'm sick of the freaking media sensationalizing every freaking story that goes on. Hold on. More with Joe. Joe's on the phone. Joe, what were you thinking when you heard a plane crash? I thought it was crazy. Fascinating. Fascinating, Joe. Are you kidding me? A plane crashed in New York City. Nobody was hurt. Move on. Move on.